Time to tell you about a home loan program, a home modification loan program that our friends at Community Teamwork Incorporated, CTI, can help you with. Joining us in studio this morning from CTI is Alan Trebat. Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Teddy. I'm a little wet, but otherwise I'm feeling good.
Where did you come in from, by the way?
I came in from Nashua.
How's that commute on Route 3? It's been horrible this morning. Or do you do the side roads?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. And I cut over through Drum Hill and come through the city, and it's not too bad.
I never thought I would hear those words. To make my commute easier, I cut in through Drum Hill. But tells you what kind of a commute it is everywhere else. What do you do over there at CTI, Alan?
Yeah, I'm the Home Modification Loan Program Coordinator at Community Teamwork.
Okay. How long have you been with them?
I've been with Community Teamwork for coming on 6 years now.
All right. And have you always been doing that, the home loan modifications?
Since I've been with Community Teamwork, I've been involved in housing and homelessness for about 10 years. And before that, I was actually an attorney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you've got all the skills to help folks navigate these waters. Tell me a little bit about this program, the Home Modification Loan Program.
Sure. This program was initiated by the Massachusetts legislature in 1999 as a result of advocacy in the disability community. And the thought behind this program was to provide funding for people who would like to be able to stay at home in their community by making modifications to their home so that they can continue to live there rather than having to be placed in a nursing facility or other skilled care facility. So we serve a lot of elders, families with disabled children, and people of any age who've got disabilities by enabling them to modify their homes, for example, with a wheelchair ramp or a roll-in shower, grab bars in their bathroom, stair lifts to get up and down the stairs. Those are some of the examples.
So basically ways so that you can stay in your own home and not have to be put into some kind of nursing home or elderly care or long-term care treatment facility, correct?
Exactly. And the thought is it's better for the community and it's better for the individual to be able to continue to live in their community.
Always. Now, are we talking about their own personal home or is this specific housing that's set up for this?
This is typically our borrowers either own a home or their family owns a home, or we have two programs. One is for a homeowner. The other program is for a landlord who can actually borrow the money from this program to upgrade a unit if they have a tenant who either has become disabled or if they want to take in a tenant who has a disability, but they're unable to accommodate them.
Okay, I was going to ask about that because especially here in Lowell, a lot of older housing stock. It's an old city. A lot of these,
that's right.
And a lot of these giant three-story tenements and whatnot. And landlords may not have the money to fill that upstairs apartment to get somebody up there. Is this something that you work on, or is it what extent of work, I guess, is available?
So the loan program can provide up to $30,000 to make the modifications that are necessary for accessibility for the tenant or the homeowner.
$30,000 is a pretty good sum.
Yeah, you can do, typically with that, you can do a bathroom, can do a bathroom rehab. Often in some of these older homes, what I see is the bathroom. I see older people who own a home, they perhaps don't have a bathroom on the first floor, they can't get up and down the stairs. Same with something like moving the laundry room upstairs from the basement. You got rickety old stairs going down the basement, and we can pay to move the laundry facility upstairs, so it makes it safer.
What, just a curiosity, how much does a bathroom cost? Because I've been looking around, just kind of keeping an eye out for a home, and I noticed like a lot of homes, again, older homes, just one bathroom, which for three or four bedrooms doesn't really cut it in today's era. What does a typical bathroom cost?
The question is, how much do you want to spend?
Yeah. All right. I don't want the Saddam Hussein toilet. A standard. Something that's usable, basically.
Typically I've seen work done anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000, which would mean you're not gutting it. You're just replacing some of the fixtures, updating the fixtures, repainting, to up to $15,000 to $20,000. And you know, the sky's the limit, obviously. But typically in this program, you know, that's the kind of range we see. Some people want to do a low cost job. Some people they really need to gut it and redo the plumbing, redo the electrical. You know, sometimes they find rot in the floor. You know, typically we do not pay for repairs per se. But if in the course of making a change you come across something that you need to in order to do that change, then the program will pay for it.
What are the terms of the loan?
Okay, so this is the kicker here, Teddy. For most of our borrowers, it's a 0% loan.
I like that interest rate.
And there are no payments. It does not have to be paid back until you sell or transfer the home. So it's a 0% loan, and it's not like a conventional loan. We do not do a credit check. We do not do an appraisal. The purpose of this is to make somebody able to stay in their home by doing the by doing these modifications. And so we don't look like a typical lender. It's a very streamlined process.
So if you don't sell the home, if you continue to live there, the loan just stays out there.
That's right.
Forever, and you don't have to make any monthly payments, no interest payments?
That's correct.
If you sell the home, you repay the full amount of the loan. Any interest there?
No interest. You pay back the loan, the amount you borrowed, and that goes into a pool that will help people in the future.
Hmm. Interesting. What if you pass away in that home and now it gets passed down to kids? Let's say it's an elderly parent, and now the kids get it, and they want to sell it. I'm just
curious. that would be a transfer by operation of law, which typically would make the loan due and payable.
Okay.
And there are situations, though, where let's say you have a spouse who's disabled, the other spouse
sure.
isn't. If the disabled spouse passes away, the other spouse can continue to live there, or even if there was a child living in the home. So we can look at it on a case-by-case basis, because the idea is not to create a situation where somebody is displaced. And I just want to note, Teddy, before we go on, that there is also a 3% loan program, and it's based on income. So if you're a moderate income family, you can get a loan for 0%. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that. A family of three, if your income is up to $88,300 a year, you get a 0% loan. For a 3% loan, if you're above that, up to $176,600 for a family of three. So it's very generous income limits to qualify for the loan. But if you are above that threshold amount that I said, then you go from a 0% loan to a 3% loan.
It is 8:24 here on 980 WCAP. We are chatting with Alan Trebad. He is the coordinator for the Community Teamwork Incorporated Loan Modification Program. I'm sorry, Home Modification Loan Program. First of all, what communities is this? Is it strictly Lowell or surrounding communities?
That's a good question, Teddy. This program that we administer for the state, it's through the Mass Rehabilitation Commission. We administer it for all of the communities pretty much that are east of Route 3, north of Route 128, out to the seacoast, up to the New Hampshire border. So the entire, pretty much North Middlesex, Essex counties throughout the Merrimack Valley.
Who's eligible? You mentioned folks with disabilities, elderly. Is there an age requirement? How do you determine eligibility?
Eligibility is determined based on a documentation of need by a medical provider. And that documentation only needs to show that you have what they call a functional limitation, which means if you have COPD, you have difficulty getting up and down stairs, you actually might not even consider yourself to be disabled or handicapped. But you have a limitation because you can't get up and down those stairs, you would qualify.
Yeah, sometimes by virtue of living a long enough life, climbing a flight of stairs, especially carrying laundry or whatnot, becomes, you know, a disability.
Precisely. And so this will address that. And, you know, and obviously the more typical things that you run across people who have had a spinal cord injury, somebody who's got a disease like MS, children who are born with cerebral palsy, pretty much the gamut of anybody who has any kind of limitation that makes it difficult for them to live in their home.
How difficult is the process? I know one thing that scares a lot of people off from taking part of in programs like this, taking advantage of programs like this, is they think, oh my God, do I really have to fill out this paperwork? It's intimidating. You start looking at disclosures and, you know, looking for salaries and income and taxable income versus investments. You know, a lot of folks in retirement have a retirement fund of some sort. How complex is the process?
This is a fairly streamlined process. The application form is really just asking for your amount of your income, your name, your address, who lives in the household. And we look at this based on household income, very simple documentation of income. It's a two-step process. So one is the application form, which, as I said before, you get a medical documentation of need from any medical provider. You give me documentation of your income, and we collect documentation to show you've paid your taxes, because this is a state-funded program, and it's not available to you if you haven't paid your taxes.
I was going to ask, where does the funding come from? The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, not
That's
from
right.
D.C.
That's right. So this is a state program, Massachusetts only, funded through the Massachusetts state legislature. The application, going back to the application process, if you need to, I will come to your house and I will sit with you and I will help you fill out the form.
Why do you keep looking at me when you specifically say you? I mean, are you trying to tell me something? How do folks start how do they get the ball rolling on this?
Okay. I think to drop in to the Resource Center on Kirk Street in Lowell for community teamwork. Easier is to give me a phone call. My number is 978-654-5741. Or you can go on to Community Teamwork's website and access our program on the internet through Community Teamwork, commteam.org.
And there is a state website as well, the website of the Massachusetts Rehabilitation Commission, which is mass.gov/MRC/HMLP. You know, that's too complicated. Too many alphabets in there. We're going to call you. What's that number again?
Call me again. My name is Alan Trebat. I'm at Community Teamwork. My number is 978-654-5741.
What's the typical time frame beginning to end? If I call you or somebody calls you today, says, I could really use X, how long before the process is complete and they have what they need in their home?
I can do it now in as little as a month. It really depends on how fast the paperwork comes into me, because I'm the person who's administering this program, and it comes into me. I send it off to the state. They do a final approval. So, like I said, I can have you money once all the documents are in within a month.
So you can do all your paperwork plus find a carpenter, plumber, electrician, whatever else is needed.
You have to find the carpenter and plumber.
Okay,
so that's an assumption that you found your contractors, you bring them to us. We are the construction lender, and so we don't manage the construction process. We don't hire. You use your own contractors.
And for the landlords, is the process the same? Same number, call you. You'll even come to their house.
That's right. I'll walk you through it.
Sounds good. Alan Trebat, the coordinator for the Community Teamwork Incorporated Home Modification Loan Program. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Teddy.